This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives convenes again in just an hour to continue trying to elect a Speaker of the House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House remains gridlocked.
The Speaker has not been elected.
But Kevin McCarthy's creeping closer.
Perry, Bishop of North Carolina. Clyde, Roy.
15 Republicans who had been blocking his path to the Speaker's gavel now back him, including Freedom Caucus Chair Scott Perry.
I know you're all wondering what changed the vote.
Perry and Texas's Chip Roy say they've reached a framework of a deal to give rank-and-file members more sway.
Our message to Speaker-elect McCarthy is that that framework serves as the template by which we're going to be holding him accountable.
Despite the stunning turnaround, there are still some holdouts, including Florida's Matt Gaetz.
We do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power.
His remarks led to some colleagues leaving the chamber in protest. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that Ukraine is united in belief of victory. He addressed the nation in a Christmas message, celebrating Orthodox Christmas as is done in Ukraine and Russia. Standing with a decorated tree and candles in the background, the president said the usual Christmas traditions could not be observed this year. President Vladimir Putin ordered a 36-hour ceasefire on the Russian side from midday on Friday to observe Russian Orthodox Christmas, but Ukraine has said it has no intention of stopping fighting, rejecting the purported truce as a stunt by Moscow to buy time to reinforce troops that have taken heavy losses this week. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Road blockades and protests in Peru against new president Dina Boluarte went into their third day of the new year on Friday. Protesters are demanding the resignation of Boluarte, the closure of Congress, changes to the Constitution, and the release of former President Pedro Castillo, who was removed from office in December and then detained after illegally trying to dissolve Congress. The heavy clashes in the South American country have left 22 people dead and another six dead in accidents linked to road blockades. Twitter has restored former Trump advisor Michael Flynn's account, AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had his Twitter account reinstated on the same day marking the two-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Twitter suspended the account of the retired Army Lieutenant General 2 days after the violent assault on the Capitol. Flynn had more than 1 million followers at the time and had used the platform to become a top spreader of false information about the 2020 election. Flynn on Friday tweeted a message to personally thank Twitter owner Elon Musk for allowing him back. I'm Norman Hall.
The Kurdish-led Syria Democratic Forces said Friday they had arrested more than 100 suspects in an eight-day operation against Islamic State group militants. Kurdish-led forces launched the sweep dubbed Operation Al Jazeera Thunderbolt last week after thwarting an IS attempt to free fellow militants from prison in Raqqa, the jihadi group's former Syrian stronghold. The Syrian Kurds have been seeking to underline their value as a partner to the West in its campaign against IS as NATO ally Turkey threatens to launch a new cross-border assault against territory under Kurdish control. The United States on Friday issued new sanctions targeting suppliers of Iranian drones that Washington said have been used to target civilian infrastructure in Ukraine during the conflict with Russia. Russia has been attacking vital Ukrainian infrastructure since October with barrages of missiles and drones, causing sweeping power blackouts as cold weather sets in. The U.S. Treasury Department said it imposed sanctions on six executives and board members of Iran's Quds Aviation Industries, also known as Light Airplane Design and Manufacturing Industries. The Treasury described the company as key Iranian defense manufacturer responsible for designing and producing drones. And world food prices fell for a ninth month in a row in December, though they hit their highest level on record for the full year in 2022. This according to data collected by the United Nations. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.